An online survey of decided voters gives the BCNDP, 45%, a double digit over the runner-up Conservative Party of BC, 27%. Meanwhile, the poll conducted by research company between April 15 and 17 sees BC United at 15% and the Green Party of BC at 11%. Those are fairly strong numbers for a government that is entering its eighth year, said Nicholas Kenny, a professor of history at Simon Fraser University. The findings match the results of a poll research company conducted in January. It showed the BCNDP with 46%, the Provincial Conservatives at 26%, BC United at 17% and BC Greens at 11%. The BCNDP is the first choice across all three age groups and across all regions in BC, especially on Vancouver Island, 56%, and Metro Vancouver, 47%. The race is tighter in Fraser Valley, Southern Interior and Northern Interior, with the NDP leading the Conservatives by 1, 3 and 5 points respectively. Almost 4 out of 10 surveyed British Columbians, 37%, consider the related issues of housing, homelessness and poverty the most important issue, followed by healthcare, 21%, and the economy and jobs, 18%. 5% of surveyed British Columbians consider crime and public safety the most important issue, a figure that may surprise some because recent emphasis on public safety issues within the context of drug decriminalization. Premier David Eby remains the most popular of the major party leader with an approval rating of 51%, ahead of the BC Greens, Sonia Furstenau, 37%, BC United's Kevin Falcon, 36%, and the Conservatives' John Rusted, 35%. Related. BCNDP maintaining a sizable lead in latest polls. While 6 months before the actual election is an eternity, the consistent level of support for the party itself and Eby's own numbers are good news for the BCNDP, Kenny said. For an NDP government seeking re-election in the fall, these numbers are pointing in the right direction, he said. This poll in one of several recent polls showing the Conservatives in second. Recent comments from Eby as well as his behavior in question period that sees him answer questions from the Conservatives but ignore questions from BC United suggest he is treating them accordingly. I think it is sort of a notorious reality of our province that polls can be quite different from the final outcome, Eby said last week, when asked whether he considers the Conservatives the party to beat. So for me, in the lead up to the election, I'm conscious of the fact that the Conservatives are polling second, so when you see rising the way the Conservative Party, of BC, has, it is incumbent on me to ensure that British Columbians understand when they mark that ballot, what the costs are going to be for them if they head in that direction, he said. Falcon said the above is part of Eby's rationale as to divide the center-right of the spectrum. Kenny agrees that Eby benefits by framing the Conservatives as the main political opponent. Falcon is right, he said. It does emphasize the attention being paid to the Conservatives and it gets us talking about this idea that the Conservatives could supplant BC United. Kenny added that Eby sees a clear foil in the provincial Conservatives. Not only does he boost the Conservatives, he also shows his electorate just how different they are, he said. By pumping the tires of the Conservatives, he can create clear wedge issues.